follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard. We're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Very busy three-hour program lined up today. Game one, Stanley Cup Final, coming up a little bit later on tonight. We'll hit that with best bets plenty of times in the next 3 hours. We have a busy card tonight in Major League Baseball. Great guests today on the program, including Jeff Davis on the Cup Final and the College World Series in 30 minutes. Eddie Olczyk live from Edmonton coming up in about an hour. Mike Palm, long-awaited return there. Jeff Seeley and Matt Eumanns on the program. Plus, we have a huge tennis match ongoing right now at the French Open. Zverev and Djokovic. Zverev took the first set 6-4. Right now, Joker leads the second set 4-2. We'll keep you abreast of that. Joker was just minus 130 to win the match. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then has come back a little bit here.
Good one. I can't believe what happened earlier this morning with Boysen and what she's done. Her opponent was rattled. The crowd's cheering for her. She's a wild card entry. And she was 300-1 down the street. She plays Coco in the semis now.
Wow.
She was plus 550. And now
huge.
She's in. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I think I'll read the article on the air. It's so good. Coming up later and win some, lose some. You got to go back to, I think, Jennifer Capriati for a girl that came out unranked, wild card, whatever, and to make this run.
And don't forget, don't bury the lead, Pauly. Break out the Colorado Rockies. Are you serious?
Can you believe the tweet? Huh? How cool is that?
That the Rockies sent that out?
Yes.
So I love them for that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
For a moment here, they're like my favorite team in all of sports. So they heard about it. Everybody heard about it after the weekend when Scottie Scheffler won again. And that tweet took off and went viral from plenty of people. But they're like, wins since the early part of May. And it was Scottie Scheffler 3 and the Rockies none. As soon as they beat the Marlins today, 3-2 to finish off the sweep, they sent out wins since June 2nd. Rockies 3, Scottie Scheffler 0.
Yep.
Great job, whoever wins that runs that Twitter account, man. That you won the day with that. That was tremendous.
Yep, and it's an absolute embarrassment if you're the Marlins. I mean, that's a joke. They came in 9-50, and they come into your house and sweep you.
Did you have them again today?
You're damn right, and there's nothing you could do about it as well. I don't know what's more shocking. They won a series, swept, or what transpired watching the Tylenol murders on Netflix.
Well, but how about the shocking prices, though?
Yeah, well, that mean what? Yeah, plus 160? What, plus 140? Yeah. But, I mean, it's not that crazy, but that's... It's going to shift now that they play the Mets coming up in a four-game set. So, you know.
Well, the Marlins are also awful, though.
They are, yeah.
And they trotted out, like, bad pitchers. Alcantara was good yesterday. But other than that, they're a terrible baseball team.
Yeah.
And they're laying $1.80, $1.90 in some of these games.
Yeah. You don't disrespect the Rockies. So that's... It's too bad. Because I wanted them at least to lose 2 out of 3, with my bets aside. Because I wanted to, you could really get creative as a bookmaker, but I guess. But
of course you can.
But the drought's over. About how many games are going to win? You know, the next. I know Chris Bennett was sitting on a great prop. He was going to put it up the whole. When will they win their next series? And just put it all up. But you know, they did it now. But that's still how many games are they going to win? You can do stuff with Scheffler, but I can't. That's just a joke if you're the Marlins.
Paul, do we have to already update the standings for most wins in June? The Rockies have 3.
Yeah.
They're at the top of the standings. What were they, 10,000-1? They have the most wins in June?
Missing a zero.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Tough one.
All right.
And they win a low-scoring series, too. That's the other thing. They win 3-2.
It's so good.
They scored 3 early, and it holds up. There's the tweet. So good.
What a tweet.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
That's award-winning.
Yeah. Yep. Good job.
Okay. So the series price for the Stanley Cup Final now here at Circa. Other spots, well, it was $1.29 at the high point that I saw anyway here at Circa. I guess it may have gotten higher. There's a spot down the street that's $1.30 right now in Edmonton. That's been like almost one-way traffic so far.
I don't know.
On the Oilers here?
Yep.
Open up a pick 'em?
Well, everyone thinks it's going to go 6 or 7. I hope they're right. I'm rooting for Canada. I'm rooting for Edmonton, as I always do. End the drought, 1993. It'd be great to see McDavid win a cup as well. But this is a tough call. I mean, this is a toss-up, unlike the NBA Finals. So the rematch, you have that. You have Edmonton's better. Come down to the goalie matchup. But as we talked to our friend Tom Gazzola yesterday, our buddy in Edmonton, I asked him, how concerned is he with the penalty kill? And he said, very, and you have to be. They've allowed 16 power play goals in the playoffs. They were 94% last year. They were all-time good with the penalty kill. Not so much this year. And Florida is number one. has been excellent on the power play and power play goals in the playoffs. So you have a team coming in 12-1, last 13 as a home favorite against a team that's 8-2 on the road and scoring a ton of goals. So it's a great matchup on paper. I don't know what's going to happen. Can't wait for tonight. And I would believe anything about, I mean, that goes for all these props, most goals, what goalie's going to stand out. Will special teams decide it? All of it.
So I looked at a lot of the advanced numbers going into this series, right, and how they're sitting right now with the numbers overall in the playoffs. You're exactly right. There are only a couple of things really stand out. These teams are very close with most of the advanced metrics. Number one would be the PK, like you talked about, and that is Edmonton third worst overall. Yeah. The Panthers, number one. They have been brilliant at slowing down the opposing team's power play. I'll flip it, and I'll give you a couple of things that stand out for Edmonton, and there are only a couple of things, but here they are. Expected goals for per 60 minutes. Edmonton, 2.83. That is second best in the playoffs overall. Florida, still not that far behind, 2.55, and that's seventh overall in the playoffs. But maybe how about expected goal differential? Edmonton is 8.02, which is first. Florida's second, but they're at 4.89. And you have to go to from like second to fifth to find a similar drop-off. So they have been almost lapping the field with expected goal differential so far through this many games. Other than that, like the high danger shots so far in the playoffs, very close. Florida has 36. Edmonton has 34. High danger shots against Edmonton has allowed 28. Florida, 25. Again, you're kind of nitpicking there. And I guess the Corsi, the shot attempts percentage, Edmonton is seventh overall. Florida's fifth, kind of close. And faceoff percentage wins. Neither one of these teams have actually thrived so far. They're both out of the top 10 in the playoffs and winning the power or the faceoff.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing big there to report home to other than it's been kind of bad. I will say that this is kind of intriguing. You know, you talked about that yesterday. You want more of the record breaker props up for the NHL Stanley Cup, kind of like we have for the NBA Finals. I found this one at BetMGM. Connor McDavid to break Gretzky's Stanley Cup final points record. So you got to bet. It's only a one-way market. You have to bet over 13.5. It's 7-1. If it's a seven-game series, yep. Can he average 2 points per game?
I don't even know about that. What do you think happens tonight with the layoff? Is it high scoring? I like under 6.5, but is it high scoring, low scoring, goal in the first 10, first period over? I don't know. You know, the other thing, too, is Florida, number one in penalties. So if this Edmonton power play can get going.
I think it will.
That also.
You give enough chances, right? That's going to break through at some point.
Yeah. 12-3 match, 15 in the expansion era. Last two, Gretzky and Crosby won their first cup with the rematch. You talked about that, how unique this is. You have the rematch. It was two complete different series last year. Florida won the first three games and outscored them 11-4. Edmonton 18-5 in the next three. And then 6-5 and 4-3 Florida in the two regular season meetings. Ninth team to go to the Cup 3 years in a row. They'd be the second team in 40 years. They'd be the 10th team to repeat. This is the most astonishing thing I've read out of everything all this week with the Cup. This is the ninth time. Excuse me. This is the eighth team, Edmonton, to reach the Cup since 67-68 despite losing their first two playoff games. The previous seven won it.
Yeah.
How kooky is that?
That's all that today.
You lose the first two and you win the Stanley Cup.
First round series.
That's right.
And you come back. Yeah.
Yeah, that is bananas. But, you know, as far as the goaltending, too, say what you want. Skinner's 6-1, last seven with a 1-4-1, three shutouts. But Bob, who's plus 250 now to win the Conn Smythe, 8 of the last 9, he's allowed 2 goals or fewer, and he's got a 1-3-4.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a key to the series, too.
You can find different numbers on this, like Bob to record 18-plus saves every game, 20-plus, 25, whatever. But Bobrovsky to record 20-plus saves in every game is plus 150. If you flip it and go Stuart Skinner,
uh-huh,
to record 20-plus saves in every game, it's plus 260.
Now, why will that lose? Unless he gets chased, right? That doesn't – they're going to hold Florida to 19 shots or something? You don't think?
Well, that
seems good.
There's going to be, I think, one or both these teams will get to 20-plus shots on goal every single game.
I do.
Right? Yeah,
Edmonton's averaging 31 in the last 14. There's also a prop up where there'll be 10-plus goals scored in a game. That's available, too.
I think we might have one that's, like, to the moon.
Uh-huh. You got shutouts. You got empty net stuff. You got 10-plus goals, hat tricks, everything.
Now, I want to run this one by you. How about this? The leader in shots for the whole series. McDavid is plus 220, and I'll – so of the players remaining right now and playing starting tonight, McDavid has 59 shots. He's 8 up on Sam Bennett. Now, the playoffs, up to this point, they do not matter. It's only for the Stanley Cup. But he has 8 more than Bennett. He's plus 220. Bennett's plus 475. Dreisaitl is 6-1. He has 42 so far in the playoffs. He's 17 behind McDavid. But again, those previous numbers don't matter. They're not going to factor in. Can Dreisaitl lead the series in shots? I think there's an angle there where he might.
Yeah. I don't hate that.
And he's 6-1.
Okay. You know, Kane's had a lot of shots on goal, too. I'm sure that's a big price, though.
22-1.
3 or more shots on goal, 9 of the last 14. How about most goals in the series? Why not take the guy who's got the most goals in the playoffs in Bennett?
Sure.
I don't hate that at 11-12-1, right?
That's a pretty big number on him.
I
completely agree.
After what he's done. But that's a great thing about these teams is the depth and how many different players have scored and how many different guys have a point. Bet smarter this football season. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a full year, just $199. Full pre-order of the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook by Josh Applebaum. No-nonsense guide to reading the market, spotting sharp action, and making smarter NFL bets. You get the morning email from Bill 80, every best bet, every host, every guest, the real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, the dog videos, and our NFL betting guide, which drops July 1st, less than 2 months out from our first football game. VSiN.com/subscribe, code BOOK. Code BOOK to sign up.
We'll update this great match at the French Open coming up next with the betting numbers. And we'll get to Major League Baseball as well. His prop looks juicy yet again, but I'm staying away. I'll explain why next here on VSiN. All right, no hyperbole. We just had a borderline Hall of Fame volley at the French Open, and Joker won it. And so he took the second set. And as they moved to the third set, tied at one apiece here, Djokovic and Zverev. Joker now just moved, by the way. He was about minus 130. Now I have Pick'em here for the match. And there was a guest on Money Moves 2 days ago that tipped off Joker this late in the tournament at around like 8 or 9 to 1. To win the whole thing. And so I'm watching the show. I'm getting ready for ours a little bit later on. It caught my interest. I'm like, interesting. I'm intrigued. Let me go find out what I can see here and or see what I can find out. And I had to add a little joker here based on the breakdown that she had to win the French Open on the men's side.
Going to be tough to beat Sinner, but
let's
get through here. Total games, 41.5. Spread, minus 2.5. Joker, minus 105.
Minus 2.5, minus 105. Okay, so we'll keep you updated with the betting numbers on that throughout the show. How about this? Big game coming up a little bit later on in Major League Baseball between the Cubs and the Nationals. I say that Nationals are feisty. Good young squad here is Boyd versus Gore. Mackenzie Gore has been awesome with the Ks. His K prop is at 6.5, and the juice has been moving all day long. It was basically minus 110 at several books earlier today. I'm seeing as high as minus 129 right now at various places. As low as minus 105 to go over. He's 10-2 to the over on his prop this year. In recent games, Mackenzie Gore has struck out, going back in order, 8-9-9, 7-9-6. There's one under, 8-13-7-7. Guy's been brilliant. And I've been making the case for him now for like 4 games in a row. I can't do it tonight. Here's the rub. The Cubs strike out 20% of the time, fifth fewest in all of Major League Baseball. That number is about 19% against lefties, third fewest in all of Major League Baseball. Opposing lefties are 9-7 under their prop, and that number is rarely 6.5 because they're so good. The last 4 lefties actually went over their prop, but again, they were 3.5 or 4.5. The Cubs are second in WRC+, WOBA, OPS, and top 5 in batting average against lefties on the year. I thought for sure I was going to come in today making a case for Gore to go over again. I can't do it. I can't go against his Cubs offense.
Okay. You were kicking yourself a couple starts ago.
Yeah, that was against the Giants. I think Cubs are a little bit different animal.
Very good. Okay, they beat them 9 out of 10. Number 1 runs per game, 15-4 run, plus 52 run differential. Suzuki, number 2 slugging against lefties as well in the NL. And for the other side, don't forget about Wood. Last 9 games, 8 extra base hits and 12 RBIs. Had the double yesterday as well. So you say pass? Okay. Total eight.
I can give you a guy that I am going to go to war with today. Guardians take on the Yankees. This is Ortiz against Schmidt.
Yeah.
Schmidt very good his last time out against the Angels a week ago. Four hits, no earned, four Ks and one walk. And Ortiz for the Guardians, 2-6 on the year, Paulie, a 4.4 ERA. You know, the other numbers are okay. The FIP is 3.96, about 9.71 Ks per nine. The problem is he walks the ballpark, 4.55 walks per nine. His prop, when I bet it earlier today, 2.5, I took over plus 115. He has walked a minimum of two batters in every start but one, three or more walks in five out of his 11 starts, including five against the Yankees back on April 23rd. I looked at Aaron Judge because of Ortiz's numbers to get a walk. But a $1.60 today. He walked twice yesterday in Cleveland against Cleveland. He has walked 41 times in the regular season in 32 out of 59 games. That's 54%. So $1.60 based on that would be a little bit heavy. But he did walk against the Guardians in that game on April 23rd against Ortiz. And the Yankees lead all of baseball with a 10.6% walk rate. Dominguez, Grisham, Chisholm, Bellinger, Volpe, Judge all walk more than 10% of the time. I had to go Ortiz over 2.5 plus 115 today. The other guy who walks a lot is Soriano, who was 2.5 plus 135 for the Angels. He walked three today.
Yeah, well, good. I like the outs under 15.5. Goldschmidt is 7 of 10 against them. Career as well.
Good angle there, too.
You got that. I like the over. Also, there's some strong numbers what Santana and Ramirez are doing. Last 12, Santana's hitting 440. With three bombs, Ramirez hitting 398, six home runs, 18 RBIs during the 29-game on-base streak as well. And then how about Noah Cameron? Your guy went 0 for 5 last night, Caglione, so we'll see if he can bounce back. But Noah Cameron, only Fernando has done this going back. First five starts, can you go at least six innings and give up one earned run or fewer? He's done it his first four. He's trying to do the first five. If he does it again tonight, only Fernando has done that, and Fernando did it his first seven
Wow.
in 1981. So that's what Cameron's trying to accomplish tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals on the road.
Plus money today against Michaelis.
Yeah, but under the radar. No doubt what this kid's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's been great. So see if he can keep it going there. And the other thing is there's a lot of strange stuff going on about bad teams, good teams, teams in funks, teams that can't hit. Player props. Don't you forget about the Oakland, Sacramento A's, Las Vegas A's. I mean, this is, they get, you could lay $1.20 again on the Twins on the run line. A's have allowed 8+ runs six games in a row. They're on pace to give up 1,000 runs. The 96 Tigers have the AL record. They could catch them. They've lost 19 of 20. In the last 20, their starters are 0-12 with an ERA of 8. How's that, Mitch?
Golly.
How about that? Twins got 10 again. No problem. And then Springs has been bad too, but do you trust Matthews? Maybe just want to go over 10 in that launching pad.
And how about Twins, like first five team total over, full game for the team total over as well. They've been crushing this team, and the night games keep going over now. They're putting them at 9, 9.5, 10 every game. Doesn't matter here against the Twins. But here is the angle with Zebby Matthews. His K prop is at 5.5. He's made three starts so far this year. He struck out 5, 9, and 7 in order of those three appearances. His pitch count in those three games, 71, 81, and 94, seven innings last Friday night in Seattle. Opposing starters are currently on an 8-3 overrun with their K prop against the A's. I will point out that number was 8-1 because Ryan and Lopez both had a prop of 6.5 against the A's this week. They each only had 4, so they stayed under. There is something to monitor here tonight again. It's plenty warm at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. Very batter friendly, touching 90s maybe tonight at opening tip. It'll cool down to the 70s throughout game time. The heat could get to the pitchers here. But the and another thing here, the A's recently struggled big time against the Blue Jays and Astros, both in domes. But all three Philly pitchers went over their prop in Sacramento versus this lineup. I had to go Zebby Matthews over 5.5.
Wow.
And the number when I bet it was about minus 102, 106 in that range, bet it a couple times. But if you can still find that number, I think it's good. I know there was like a an offshore book offering like plus 114 on that today. I would have gobbled that up in a heartbeat, but I don't have access to it. I think I'm going to bet Zebby Matthews as long as it's a round pick. I'm over 5.5 as they keep posting that number. If they don't make it like $1.50 or move it to 6.5, I got to keep betting him.
Okay. Go get him. Why do you not take Tampa? $1.30 at home. Texas doing it again.
I know.
Issues on the road. 20 times they've been held to one run or fewer this year. Like Tampa.
Caminero's been hot, hit another home run last night.
417 in his last six. He's crushing it. It's a big price. Don't mind the Braves, though, with Sale. Last seven, 1.42 ERA, 54 strikeouts. And what do you say about the Giants? They've made changes now, mixing things up with the lineup. 16 games in a row, held to four runs or fewer. Padres, first team since 2001 to win back-to-back road games while getting shut out through eight. Bullpen blew it again.
Wow, that's wild.
Giants can't hit. Friars 9-1 against the division, 7 in a row against the Giants as well. Pick them tonight, total of 7. Boy.
Yeah, there's a reason why that hasn't been done in a quarter century.
Yep. That's good.
PCA for the Cubs, 5 stolen bases in the last 7 days. Yeah, he's also one of the leaders in RBIs in all of Major League Baseball. He is tied for the league lead in stolen bases this year. His total base prop tonight is plus 140, home run plus 550. You can find as high as plus 225 on him to get a stolen base tonight. Again, 21 steals on the year, tied for the lead, and he had 2 more yesterday.
Yeah, that's good. Don't forget about O'Hearn, too. Ryan O'Hearn had a couple more hits again. 19-game on-base streak, hitting 488. Take advantage of his props every game, too. And the stuff we're giving you has been dynamite. How about Muncy? We told you Muncy owned McGill, 2 bombs. That was 40-1. You know, I'm not telling you to play the two, but, you know, you can do these hits, total bases, hits.
Hits, runs, RBIs,
all that stuff,
yeah,
too.
Sure.
These are coming in. And I gave you the Goldschmidt earlier, how he owns Ortiz.
Addison Barger for the for the Blue Jays, 9 of 21 last week, 4 home runs, plus 440 to go yard tonight, over 1.5 total bases, plus 110 on him.
Final jewel, the Triple Crowns here. Belmont Stakes, no better time to bet the races. And right now with First Bet, get a $200 sign-up bonus. Use promo code VSIN200. Whether you're a seasoned horse player or brand new to the sport, First Bet has all the tools to elevate your game. Download the app. Go to firstbet.com/VSIN to sign up today. firstbet.com/VSIN, code VSIN200. Get your bonus and your $200 now.
Jeff Davis will join the program coming up next from here at Circus Sports. He's in charge of the NHL and the college baseball odds here at the Sportsbook. Circa currently around $1.28 on the Oilers, $1.29, which is 56% to win the series. When is he seeing resistance here in Florida? Like, at what number are people coming back on? Because it feels like it's a one-way street on the Oilers so far.
Is Follow the Money on VSEN.
Back on the program, Follow the Money, Paulie Howard, Mitch Moss. We'll go out to Edmonton coming up in half an hour with Eddie Olczyk. Games on TNT tonight. Enjoy it. Can't wait. Pick 'em series. And Jeff Davis joins us now from Circa. Follow him on X. He's on the Progressive guest line. It's been too long, my friend. Good to talk to you. I noticed you lowered the reverse puck line on Florida. 11 in a row and 20 of 22. The team, the winner, has won by 2 or more goals. Can you state your case and the reason why you lowered it like 30 cents? Take it away.
Well, I mean, really, it's just a derivative of the game line. I mean, when I got to the office this morning, Edmonton's minus 20, minus a quarter, and it got hammered down pretty good. Now you got as low as, gosh, we were as low as Edmonton minus 108 at one point on the money line. So then Edmonton had some interest at the bottom there. So now I think we're sitting about minus 116, minus 117, which, you know, everything moves with it. What happened in previous games and puck line trends has no bearing on what the price is. It's just really a derivative of the game money line is. So if it moves, you know, a game around Pick'em moves 10, 12 cents, something in the $3 range is going to move 30 or 40 cents because 10 cents aren't the same in those two ranges.
Yeah, very good. What about the series price? I noticed earlier today, the highest price that I saw was minus 129 on the Oilers. Do you know what the high water mark was for Edmonton? And then, like, what's the threshold here that you're seeing buyback on with Florida?
So the series price to me is the most interesting market given the game price. So I think what's out there now in game one is pretty much correct. I have Edmonton a small favorite. And generally speaking, if you have the game one price right, you know how the series will lay out in money lines. your series price should be right. And I have Florida a few pennies favorite using Edmonton basically tonight's price. So there were some plus 115s out there earlier today on Florida to win the series, which just doesn't make any sense relative to what the game one line is. And I think a lot of it is, it's kind of narrative based. The whole team that loses the Stanley Cup comes back in a repeat matchup, and everybody's rooting for McDavid and Dreisaitl, and McDavid's going to will his team, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, if you're just going to bet on thought, you're probably not going to win over the course of time. And I like to bet on math, and Florida plus 115 is just a really good bet if the game one line is correct tonight.
How big are the power play and the special teams, you think, in this series?
Well, it's real big, and I think it'll be a team like Edmonton needs to capitalize on the power play early in the series, because as we all know, as it gets further along in the series, you get into game five, game six, the whistles get swallowed. It's pretty much got to be a felony offense, or you got to throw the puck over your glass from your own zone. Those are the only penalties that get called in the last couple of games. So it matters more early in the series. And then, you know, as you get further along in the series, it's just going to matter less, because it's probably only going to be a couple penalties called in each game.
My guess is you probably trust Bob in net for the Panthers, you know, pretty well at this point. If I'm wrong, you can correct me. And then what is your feeling overall in Skinner in net? Where's your trust level at with him?
Not a big trust guy in general. The guys are what they are. And, you know, Bob is better than Skinner, and it's all baked into the line. You look at Skinner and you either get a shutout or you get a disaster. And it's really hard to predict which one you're going to get. And, you know, we all talked about, look at last year's Stanley Cup final. Bob was a heavy, heavy, heavy favorite to win the Conn Smythe after game three. They went up 3-0, and then, you know, we all know what happened from there. So anything is possible. And yeah, you look at Bob as the better goalie than Skinner, but it doesn't necessarily mean that Bob has to be a better than goalie than Skinner over the next 4 to 7 games.
Mm-hmm. How big is the Hyman injury?
I think it's bigger than the series price had until about a half an hour ago, when the market realized that it was kind of wacko, and it's come down quite a bit now. He's a big piece for them. He's the guy that makes a lot of he's the combo of a guy that can score, and he's physical and tough. He had a ton of hits in the throughout the playoffs. It makes a team, a guy that plays 18 to 19 minutes a night, you have to change your whole lineup, move guys around on lines because, you know, a guy like Hyman is missing. Yeah, is he the 50 goal guy from a couple of years ago? Probably not, but he's still a pretty important piece. And I think it could matter. I don't know if it will be the difference in the series, but it's probably, you know, it's a couple of percent difference between what the series price would have been with him and without him.
How has the action been on the Conn Smythe? And Paulie was rattling off numbers yesterday on ESPN.com. I think it was Greg Wyshynski does a great job covering the sport, did like a straw poll with people who actually have a vote. And it was overwhelmingly towards McDavid. Would you agree with that?
According to the action I've seen, yes. We have, from the places I've been looking at, I've seen between plus 05 and plus 115 out there on McDavid. We're as high as minus 104 now on McDavid. It hasn't stopped any of the, you know, the ticket count is all on McDavid. And I look at it and I see very little difference between him and Dreisaitl. I just see, you have to think that it's an award market and people want to vote for McDavid because in their head, McDavid is a far, far superior player to Dreisaitl. And yeah, nobody's arguing that he's the best player in the world, but why can't Dreisaitl score 5 goals in this series and win the Conn Smythe? Now, the thing that plays in here is we could very well see a repeat of last year and Florida win the cup and McDavid win the Conn Smythe. If you look at Florida's forwards' layout of scoring, they're all so on top of each other, and they're kind of cannibalizing each other, if you will. And if Bob is not incredible, he's not going to win. I still think on the Florida side, people like Barkov and they want to vote for Barkov, and he is the leading scorer for Florida right now. If Barkov has a big series and there's like another signature moment for him, like there was in the overtime winner with Carolina, I think Barkov is a big shot for Florida. But I think some of the McDavid price is his ability to win if the Oilers lose.
Very good stuff. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I love the answers here and the analysis from Jeff Davis, who is in charge of the NHL, college baseball, and other sports here at Circa. So as we turn our attention to the College World Series and that tournament that'll pick up a little bit later on in the week, Jeff, how was the action last week? What were the results like here as you had, you know, I mean, a 14-1 dog on a baseball game wins outright, and you had a lot of chaos in the first weekend of that tournament?
Yeah, there was a lot of chaos. The action was incredible. A lot of interest in dog run lines. That was a very popular bet amongst a lot of people. And then as the weekends go on and the pitching for these teams thin out, and they have to, you know, some of these teams end up having to play 5 games in 4 days, and these totals just go through the roof, and there's nothing that can keep some of these games under. I mean, look at the games that got played in Oxford. The Ole Miss, Georgia Tech, Murray State games were complete circuses. And you got guys like Murray State had their one and their two starters who threw Friday and Saturday, both throw multiple innings in relief on Monday. And I mean, I can't imagine what their arms felt like Tuesday. But the thing that's interesting is you kind of have to wait for news on who's going to start these game ones, because I can't imagine a guy who started Saturday and then threw 2 1/3 or 2 2/3 on Monday is going to come back and start Friday. I don't know. I'm curious to see what happens with some of these series and the way the pitching usage was the first weekend.
Very good. In about 90 seconds here, is there a path that you like for a team that survived the carnage in the first weekend of the tournament?
It's interesting that, you know, the two best teams are going to have to face each other in the first game at Omaha, and LSU and Arkansas. I think if you're just looking at who the way it's laid out and who's going to play who, the path for North Carolina is incredible. They get to play Arizona, who's probably, you know, is one of the weaker teams remaining. And they have, if they don't have the most pitching left, they have, you know, they're in the discussion for having the most pitching, and those are the teams who win. They play. Omaha is a very, very, very much a pitcher's ballpark. And the teams that play slow pitch softball like UTSA, eventually that big runs out when it comes time to when it gets down to brass tacks. So, yeah, just looking at the path and the way the team is built, I think North Carolina is set up for success.
Very nice. Jeff, love talking to you. Thanks for the time today and popping on. And enjoy watching the game tonight, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, boys.
There you go.
Thank you.
Jeff Davis here at Circus Sports, and he was on the Progressive guest line.
And we get a close game. 11 in a row and 20 of 22. Incredible.
I think these two teams, right, aren't they like so evenly matched as we talked about to begin the show here today? All right, we'll keep you up. Joker now up 3-2 in the third set. We'll give you a live line on that coming up next, and win some, lose some. DK also put up odds for the next Knicks head coach. I'll tell you a guy that you can cross off the list right now.
Win Some, Lose Some is sponsored by The Sharp Plays.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Thank you, Sharp Plays. Check them out, sharpplays.com. Rockies yesterday, plus 160. Rockies today, plus 140. Get the broom out. Can't believe it.
Good job. You had him in pocket both days.
Yep, so bad by Miami. Rockies now 3 in a row, and the incredible tweet, win since the other day against Scheffler, what they said, June 2nd. Diamondbacks plus 140, Padres plus 140, Yankees 180 up to 210.
Rodon did it again.
Yep.
Guy's been awesome.
Damn right. Castro, 2 bombs, 75-1. Muncy, 2 bombs, 35-1. First of the game, 11-1. Trey Turner, 2 bombs, 50-1. Soto plus 350 to go deep. Also, the over in the Red Sox game, it was 10.5. It went over today in the second inning. Red Sox just walked it off and covered the run line, 11-9. Boysen, French Open, plus 550. She was 300-1 to win it in some spots. A year ago, she tore her ACL. 22 years old, became the first woman to reach the semis of her debut Grand Slam tournament since Jennifer Capriati at the 1990 French Open. She's the first women's wild card to reach the semis in the Open era. She's the youngest French semifinalist at a Grand Slam since 99. The last French woman to win the title at Roland Garros was Mary Pierce 25 years ago. She takes on Coco in the semis.
And what's the betting number?
Coco's like $5.
Mm-hmm.
What a story. Incredible. And they got her back, too. That crowd is, and that her opponent was flustered today, no doubt. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these tweets and videos. At Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram, send them in, we'll put you on. This guy gets so excited. He's not cold. He's just excited because he gets to carry the fast food bag when they get the Uber Eats. And he's got it. He can't wait to open the door and get down to business.
It sounds like a jackhammer.
Yeah, right.
With the teeth rattling.
Yeah, he knows. My boy Jordan knows, too, about when that food comes and there's a knock on the door, it's dinner time, and I get snacks, and this guy's excited as well. And they're always helping out, right? These dogs are so smart, you can always help out. And here we go, come back. Look at the big fella helping with the groceries. Look at this guy. He comes in, carries them. Sure, no problem. Come back out. You need a little help? There you go. Give me the bag. I got it. I'll take it in the house. All right. Know the routine. Piece of cake. Slow guy, but he gets the job done.
Oh, he's got to get some exercise.
That's
how big he is.
Yeah, there he is. It's like, come on, I went to grocery shopping. You got to help out, buddy.
How smart.
I'm on it. I know. That is excellent. WNBA, lose some. Dallas, Seattle over. 162.5 to 166. Fell 161. They messed around. There's a horrible second quarter there. Seattle 8.5 up to 10.5. Also no good. Phoenix, Minnesota over 156.5 to 159. No dice. A's have lost 19 of 20, as well as I mentioned. A couple lose some here. I think this is in Reno, Peppermill. Good spot. We showed that $100,000 jackpot the other day from Reno. Look at this. Are you kidding? What do we got here, Luke? Is it a 9-card 21? Look at all the twos. Hit me. Okay, take that one and cram it. Hit me again. Hit 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. The odds are 500,000 to 1, according to Vegas Pauly. See? The 9-card 21.
Well, at least that was the player, not the dealer.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
Typically, that's going to be the dealer that
the
they just brought out of the bullpen.
Okay. What do we got for the other one? 201. This is sexy. This is the third time. Does it say where that was, Luke? 202? This is the Pigou Progressive for the third time in 30 days.
Oh.
I'm blanking on the property. I think this also might have been in Reno or Atlantis. Nice hit, over $100,000. Chisholm had the Joker, right? Is the Joker on there? For the third time in a month, this thing hit. You know how hard it is? Is it a 7-card?
No, that looks like it's all natural,
yeah,
right there.
Natural. No Joker. And it happened 3 times in 30 days as well at that property. That's nuts. Bad beats. Giants led 2-0 in the ninth. They blow it. Mets blew it in the ninth. Dodgers win. And I hope you didn't have this one. How bad was this? Cardinals first five. They led 7-2 in the fifth. You need 3 outs. This is worse than the Miami game. Because the Miami led 6-0, but still was the first inning. This is 7-2 in the fifth. I just need 3 outs.
I don't know if it's worse.
Come on.
Well, they never added any more on top of it, too.
Yeah.
So think about that.
Terrible.
But yeah, this is really, really bad.
Yep. And they exploded in the fifth. Before the line moves, the sharp plays at sharpplays.com already there. They don't chase the market. They move it. You're not going to outmuscle billion-dollar books or full-time pro bettors on your own. With the sharp plays, you don't have to. Powered by cutting-edge AI, trusted insider sources, the sharp plays delivers the edge that serious bettors rely on. Free betting reports, real-time alerts, market-moving insights delivered right to you via email or X. It's not some overnight startup. He's been doing this, documented track record since 2011. Jeff's on the program Friday. Receipts, public logs, results right there on the site. He's been with Follow the Money since day one as well. Sharpplays.com, trusted by pros, watched by the books. Check them out, sharpplays.com. Anything new with the, what do you think? Anything new come out to find you interesting about the Knicks here?
DraftKings posted odds next head coach. They put Mike Malone plus 125, which makes sense. I don't know if he's going to take the job, but he needs to be one of the shortest shots on the board, right? Followed by Johnny Bryant, associate head coach. He's with the Cavaliers.
Who knows? This Dolan's a wild card.
Well, I think, again, They had to have a plan in place here. I don't think this is going to be willy-nilly.
I hope so. I don't know. A couple of things here, though.
I'll tell you one guy you can cross off the list.
Go ahead,
you
sorry.
Have a Knicks guy. I have a Knicks guy.
Yeah.
They said Jay Wright's not happening.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. Patino, forget about it. Not going to happen.
Yep.
So don't waste your money betting on guys like that.
All right.
Hurley, you never know.
So apparently Bridges didn't get along and wasn't happy with his role. But you shouldn't fire the coach because of that. And again, it is asinine that for the first time in 25 years you make the conference finals and you say, okay, coaching change considering how bad you were before. Also, this was strange that Brunson's dad's an assistant coach. That's odd. Forgot about that yesterday.
I was reminded of this. Remember Dante DiVincenzo?
Okay.
When he got pissed off at the team?
Yeah.
And he was mad at Brunson there for a minute, threw the ball back, I think, at him?
Yeah.
Why doesn't your dad just coach the team? Talking trash to him?
Oh.
Have daddy coach the team, I believe, is what he said.
Okay.
So
interesting.
15-1, is there an angle there where that actually comes to fruition?
All right. A couple other things, maybe. Maybe Dolan just said we're not that good and the Boston series was a total fluke. And that's we got lucky a little bit, and we can do better. I don't know. And maybe that 0-10 against the top three teams came back to bite them. Fewest bench points, fewest minutes in the league. And since January 1st, the starting five was outscored minus 31. And the other thing could be, who knows with this, but maybe, because there's a report out there that the Suns want to move Durant by the draft. Who's to say a KD or some big-name player says, I'll go, but I don't want to play for Tibbs. Get a different coach and I'll come to New York. Who knows? All speculation, all fun to talk about. But unfortunate what happened.
Give another guy that if they make this, I'm not telling you to bet on him or not bet on him, but if they hire John Calipari, they should just relocate the team.
Oh, come on.
Move to Ithaca.
Yeah. Yes.
You can't hire that guy, obviously. That. And he's on the list of DK at 20-1. Jeff Van Gundy is behind him at 25-1. Budenholzer is 15. I know Knicks fans would be pissed off about that. I don't blame them.
Can you imagine?
You can't go from Tibbs. You had Tibbs. You can't go from him to Budenholzer. And I like Budenholzer.
Yep. That's why you're going to lose the press conference unless it's Mike Malone.
Well, unless they don't do a press conference.
Well, that too. But Johnny Bryant's not going to do anything. Budenholzer, no way. Monty Williams, come on. It was a disaster what happened in Detroit. One and done. And then Bickerstaff comes in and unbelievable turnaround.
Right. Hurley, you would win the press conference with Hurley. That doesn't mean it's going to translate to the basketball court, though.
Yeah. It's a tough sell no matter what because he just went to the conference finals.
All right. Update. Roland Garros. Joker took set number 3, 6-2. That was fast, by the way. And he was recently a $6 favorite here with the live betting. Oh, now down to $4.90, now back to $6.50. So for those of you who pay attention to tennis betting, it can fluctuate like this as the next point goes. And they're actually at 15 apiece here right now. And the first game is still being played as we speak. But Joker leads 2-1. After Zverev took the first set 6-4, Joker came roaring back to go 6-3, 6-2. And that was about a pick 'em when we came on the air. And now about minus 650 to win the match. The winner, you mentioned this earlier.
Yeah.
Your prize is a take on Sinner.
Has he lost a set?
In the semifinals.
It's been awesome. Alcaraz is 650 in the other one. Yep. Big names, though, still alive. Good. Juicy. Got the boys on against Coco, and then you got Sabalenka against Iga. So, not bad.
Yeah, right. I wonder what the betting number is if Coco survives and she gets one of those two that you just mentioned on the episode side in the final. She's going to have to be a huge dog, I would think.
Really?
Well, I would think so.
Huge dog?
Yeah, based on how good Sabalenka is and Iga's history here at...
Well, she's ranked second.
The French Open.
I don't know, yeah.
Well, huge might be an overstatement, but she's going to be a dog. Has to be against one of those two, and I bet it's probably something pretty decent. So it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. The great Eddie Olczyk joins the program. Front Edmonton up next. He's calling the game tonight. Is he surprised how the series price has shifted, and now we're finally starting to see some money back on Florida? We'll ask him next here on VSiN.